Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the concept of God, there is a misconception which generally prevails, and that is primarily based on a misunderstanding of a certain verse of Surah Baqarah. And the misunderstanding is that it is said, it is understood that there are certain people whom the Almighty has created such that there is a seal on their hearts, and they are people who are the kuffar, or the people who are the disbelievers, and it is equal whether one wants them or not, and they will not accept fate. They will not accept faith. And this is actually a misunderstanding which has arisen because of not understanding this surah, verse of Surah Baqarah, which actually says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And then the verse goes on to say, خَتَمُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ. That the people who have disbelieved, it is equal for you whether you warn them or not, they will not accept faith. And the fact of the matter is that on their hearts is a seal, and on their sight, on their hearing also, and on their sight there is a covering. And on the basis of this verse, it is construed that there are people in this world who have been created by the Almighty, that their hearts are sealed, and so therefore it's like a predestined judgment or decision from the Almighty. And therefore, if this is such a judgment, then why is a person made to pass through such a test, of which the result has already been preordained, and there are people in the world who cannot be induced to accept faith simply because their hearts have been sealed. Now, if you study the Quran, we will easily come to the conclusion that this misconception has been clarified a number of times by the Quran in other verses. And the Quran clearly says that if the seal is actually put on the hearts, it's not the fact that when a person is created, that his heart is sealed. This sealing of the heart only takes place when a person starts to evade the truth persistently. And this sealing of the heart is actually a punishment, a divine punishment of God for this misdeed or for this bad deed of evading the truth. So sealing of the heart actually is not something which has been ordained by the Almighty at the very outset at the birth of a person. It is primarily a punishment which comes to a person if he starts to evade the truth. And we find this very clearly in some other verses of the Quran, something which is very clearly written there. And I'll just present one verse from Surah Araf. The words of this verse are, أَوَلَمْ يَهَدِ لِلَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَهْلِهَا أَنْ لَوْ نَشَاءَ أَصَبْنَاهُمْ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَنَتْبَعُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ. A simple translation reads, it is not plain to the present generation that if we pleased, we could punish them for their sins and set a seal upon their hearts, leaving them bereft of hearing. So you see, this is something which is clearly said, that this is primarily a punishment of their sins, that the seal is set on their hearts. So we can safely say that this is a wrong conclusion, that there are certain people who are born with a seal on their hearts, and therefore therefore kufr, or this seal on the heart, is something which is predestined, and as a result it would be a very cruel thing on the part of God to test such people, because he has already preordained the fact that they will not accept faith. No sir, this is not the case. As I said, the Quran clearly says and explains that this setting of seal on a person's heart is simply a punishment, and it's a punishment because that person continues to evade the truth when it comes its way, and it continues to deny it, and this is nothing but a very, very grave punishment of the Almighty on this very, very bad attitude. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.